Hogy értelmezzük azt, hogy van, when he asks, pays his kasha, Dovim, interrupting Dovim. When he asks, pays his kasha, what's more his kasha from Yechanan? How the Gemara says, Gemara Tadushin, Rabbi Yechanan, is the one talking about. Yechanan said, Yechanan, 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 he said, "Al karchal, there is a cheskash over here. Because this avdai might be with less lichat chazaka, then the v'akol sagi b'iruchad. The iruchad ba'chosha ain't a klum. Meaning, because what's the case? The Gemara suggested." So then you have 1/8 saying he's kosher, 1/8 saying he's possum, it's not his kashrus. Says it's about what's going to be the din. The rakol sagi b'iruchad. B'iruchad b'chosha ain't a klum. Meaning, v'iruchad b'chosha ain't a klum. So chayri means the one that's machshir, the one that's machshir, since it's erach against him, and so there's no chazaka, So everyone's going to say that no chaz kashrus. Everyone's going to say that it should be kosher. If one against one, meila, the one that's machshir is not nemun more than the one that passels. And what's erech v'chasha, so it's one against the other. The meila, we're going to say this is suffik. It should be suffik. It will be aser. So elamai must be the chesed kashrus. Therefore, if you hold an ear v'chas mishnayim, then ear of echad. Yeah, I'm sorry. Then trying to say the erevecho is not going to be enough because the ma'isa is chesed kashrus, and that's why you need erev shnayim.
Now, why does the Gemara then have to go on to say that we're dealing with reira chazaka that is false? If we're already starting off with it,
so it must be said later. I must be said now. Gemara says afka mekara hokka b'mashmal kapricious. Excellent question. When the Gemara seems to make a kimta now, right? Taka says Rebbe's bothered. Even though, based on what you just said, we knew this the whole time. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been any. After Mekar Halki have mashmal capricious, we knew there's a chesed kashrus over here. Ochad Talmud is zimn the farish kula kimta Mekar the cipher. The Gemara speaks it out. The Gemara speaks out the whole picture. This prat was there before anyway. But when the Gemara chazes over the no kimta, we just shtel back the whole picture. Kach the Ritzba Neshita disagrees with the Ritzba. He thought he said Niru Ritzba Lachi Kulusha Ilema. Ma'ar dechad, but less the chesed kashrus, right? Pligi the ma'ar isle betulachi ma'alina. Yes, kol mokshim. Oh, so he says, "What will be the svara?" Right? If there's no chesed kashrus, then why shouldn't we chayshish for the ma'ar? He's bothered by the Dva's point. Dva made a very good point. If there's no chesed kashrus, then why shouldn't we give credence to the ear of the chad? He knocked out the other guy very nicely. Says the Ritzba. Oh, chomokim shemin atayir echad harayu kan shnayim. Kahid and emon is chay loyim azeh akayim beperk bas kedushin v'chad lishna. Omar less like he like a chazak in the kashas if he'll be rechad a mylan. Kedida lishna hasam. Says the Ritzba. And this is a very important. You saw it. It says the Gashaylo bit. It says it's Ba. The man Daman, it says that Ain Ir Pachas Mishnayim. Ir the Chayak Menayu. Right? Shimul Asav or Ir Trey. Yeah? The man Daman says Ir Chad. Man Daman says you need Ir Trey is because. Because when the first eight said it was kosher, so then we there's the klal of kol mokum shemina tared echad harei gushnayim. Just like we discussed this yesterday, the Rambam brought down the Gemara, the Gabe, we said the Gemara Gabe eight echad by desisha by saita, yeah. So yesterday we said it could be that only applies when tara. We really need two. When tara is ma'amin one, and that haka. I realized afterwards, I saw afterwards that Shmuel brings down that the Ritva in Yevamis, Mamas speaks that out. That's why the Ritva over here is going to be Lishitasai. The Ritva speaks that out. Ritva says, by Eid Echad Nem Bisurim, says the Ritva, you don't have the Klal Kamok Shemin Tarev Kishnayim, says the Ritva. Because kamokshin b'min tarik kishnayim is when you need two, and tarik is ma'amin one. Okay, he gets tarik of two. The other guy that comes afterwards is not neman. But by nechad misurin, chatchila erechad's neman. It's not kishnayim. He's neman. Erechad's enough. So maybe the other guy comes and says not like that. Zayder. So it's chad neged chad. It's not chad neged shnayim. So that's why. Shmuel almost speaks this out. I think that's why the Balash toss it over here. The Volish Tasa over here, yeah, is not willing to accept the Ritzba. Because the Chari, we said, like in the Havamina, we're dealing with this like Yisurim. Right? We discussed yesterday, that was question. Yeah? Chari and Havamina, we're dealing with this like Yisurim. That's why the Ritzba says that insofar that we're dealing with this as Yisurim, yeah, and Echad has meaning over here. The Pshat is, yeah, everybody say, pshat is that the first aid, yeah, is Erech Nem Yisurim. So Meir says Ritva, but now the one that's Machkashim, yeah, it says that it's possible, the Ir of the Chad, why should the Ir of the Chad help? It's aid, if there's no Chesed Kashrus, then it's aid versus aid, so why should you need to aid him for Ir? Why should you need to aid for Ir? Because since he holds, if you held that even by Yisurim, that Erech is Kishnayim, Mele, the second guy is not Naman, so then over here also, which is really the Ritzba. What is the Ritzba answering? Well, what's the Ritzba answering to Ritzba's question? Ritzba, yeah, is saying that the first guy is Kishnayim. And therefore, the second guy, there's no Chesed Kashrus. The first guy is Kishnayim. The second guy is Echad, the Mokim Shnayim. Says the Ritzba is not Naman. So even though there's no Chesed Kashrus, who's going to be believed? The first guy. Right? So Shmuel says there's a very important machlokes going on over here. And that is, do we say, Kol Mokav Shemin Taira, Eirecha Kishnayim, does that apply to Yisurim? That's what's really, it's not there in the surface, but that's, you dig a little bit, that's what's going on over here. The Ritva Lishitasai says that if there's no Chesed Kashrus, then it's Echad Neged Echad. So therefore, we should say it should be a Safek. We don't believe the first guy anymore than the second guy. So Ir should help, even at Echad. El my must be some Chesed Kashrus. Right in the beginning, even before the Gemara's Teretz, it's a Tumar Chesed Kashrus. Ritva says no. Like Aviezer said, why is the Gemara saying? Oh no, it's talking about Chesed Kashrus. Why is there still now? There was no Chesed Kashrus. That's how the Ritzva learns. Mel says the Ritzva, there's no Chesed Kashrus. So what's the Talmud Mandamah that says you need two? Why do you need two? Elmai answers because the first one is Kishnayim, and Mel the second one is not Nema.
Why is the second one not
Lakshmi?
What?
Why is the second one not
Lakshmi? It's not about Bisurim. Mm-hmm. It's not. Is this not a mediatorial killing Bisurim? Bisurim sounds like it's a separate thing. Like, I mean, the reason why.
No, but he's saying that. He's asking a good question. And I'm I'm not sure about the answer to that question. That was something that at one point wasn't 100% for me. For some reason, the first question is, insofar that we're saying that, you know, Hagul, let's talk by Yisurim, okay? Erech says that it's Shuman. Erech comes and says it's Chayla, right? So let's ask over there, right? Say, the Rebosk says, no, we don't say the Echaz Gishnayim. Yeah, but what will be the din of Echaz Gishnayim? Then we're going to say the first guy is Nema Gishnayim, that it's kosher, and the second guy is not going to be Nema. So Mitzin's asking, but why don't we say the second guy should also be Gishnayim? He also has Nema Gishnayim. So why should be Trey? Why do we say that the first guy, whoever gets registered first, you can understand that the Eid Echaz Gishnayim is when only the first guy, like by case of Eid is Isha. We were miming the one that says the guy died, we're miming him Gishnayim. So the next guy that comes and says he didn't die, he has no Nemanis Gishnayim, he's just an Eid Echaz. So then you say it's Eid Echaz against two. Because the first guy, we gave them money. The second guy doesn't have them money.
Because it's not for his work.
Because, no. I'm talking about by Eid is Isha. First Eid comes says that Reuven died. And we give him the money. That's what we need to aid him. Zav Shvereva. We say, come up here to Minutarek, Eid Gishnayim. The second guy says they didn't die. He's not a modest. There's no reason to believe him when he's talking in Erecha. It's Mel, it's Erecha against who? Yeah?
And that's because there's a specific character by Erecha.
Over there, we gave the Erecha the Manas, even though we shouldn't have given him the Manas. We gave him the Manas, say that he died.
The
Erecha that's been Machish is just plain old Erecha. So in Erecha, it's one versus two. Yeah? He's asking over here whether the guy is kosher or not. Insofar as he's saying that the first guy is Gishnayim, so why don't we say the second guy is Gishnayim as well? Right, if the first guy is Yisurim, the second guy is also Yisurim.
Why is the second guy Yisurim?
Why not? The first guy says he's kosher, the second guy says he's pasul. It's the same issue. To say that he's kosher, say he's pasul, the same thing. Just like to say it's Shuman, say it's Chaylev. Yeah? Say this is Shuman. This guy says, say it's Chaylev. Same Melech and Yisurim, right? The same. Saying it's good, saying it's bad, is the same thing. There's no more reason to believe the guy that he's kosher, is a kosher kain, again, without chazaka, yeah? That he's kosher kain, then believe the second guy is a pasul kain. So, why do we say that, like, it was registered already, and now it's too late? So, I'm really not sure. That's really some question on the ritzvah, right? Is it nothing to do with the whole picture we're trying to make? Some, the ritzvah. It does say, yeah, Echaz Gishnayim, that's why second guy is not going to be Naman, right? That's why second guy is not going to be Naman. That's why second guy is not going to be Naman. He knows no Chaz Kashas, right? It does say that. Somehow that has to be the word. I'm not sure why it has to be that way. Somehow it has to be the word. Once it's registered, like Shnayim, once it's been accepted in Bezdin that as Shnayim that he's kosher. So then Erecha can't come along and say that he's possible. But the Ha'ar is definitely a good Ha'ar. So, Achapanim, so that's so those are two Mahalakim in the Sugya. Whether or not we're talking about in the Havmiyim Mar, we're talking with the Chazak, or we're talking without the Chazak. Right.
Let me just say the concept that once Bezin accepts one aid, let's say they had this by Sota, right? That when we believe one aid,
no.
We believe them, like there's two aids. So if one aid says that she was. She was miyachid, and then we believe.
No, when I said she was nibbala.
Right, and then we believe him, and then one comes and says no, she wasn't. We don't believe second because it's like one against two.
Right.
So you could say the concept here also.
That's what we're talking about. With that also, that's the concept we're talking about. But the question was over there. The second aid is not a modest. That's so the kash. You know, what?
If it's one against three, then we can say that.
Again, but your esteemed chavrus is asking that here, the same reason why the first guy is Gishnayim, the second guy is also Gishnayim. The case is like the second guy is not Gishnayim. That was the kasha.
So why not?
Right there.
The question doesn't apply to Soda also?
No, because there is saying there's no reason for the Naman. There's a heat that can give them the Namanis. Now that's, that was the whole kasha. Okay. So, the Gemara had a problem. Ayyub Yechanan says, Dirakol, Einir Pachas Vishnai. Amela, Amela, we have a problem. Einir Pachas Vishnai. So, how could you say that the blood of the holds, Irichad is enough? Einir Pachas Vishnai. So Rashi says, "Lo yisparish hechakai." We don't know where this Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. We're all over the place. Called this Rabbi Yochanan, this phantom Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know where he said originally. We're just keeps on quoting him. Taisa says, "Nearly Rabbi Yochanan ikad devar b'hach mishnah itma." Taisa says that Rabbi Yochanan Gufa was said it over here, and I think the devar was on Yerushalmi to that effect. Effect.
What does the Yerushalmi know where Rabbi Yochanan is brought?
How does Yerushalmi know?
Rabbi Yochanan.
How does Shami know where Rabbi Yochanan said it? Why should Shami know? Rabbi Yochanan's an admirer, but anyway.
What? So, if he lived in Bava, why does Shami know?
Because Rabbi Yochanan lived in Israel, but anyway, it's high
school. So why is it in Bava?
It's not a history lesson. Why can't it be in the Bava?
Normally they don't mix.
Okay.
Whatever, fine.
V'ha, v'hach mishne itma. Vamra Vit Vahadukamar Divihakal. So when we say Rechan says Divihakal, who's he referring to? According to this, he's going to this Bryce and this Mishnah, he's referring to Mishnah Gamliel and Blazer, who seem to be arguing Mugabe the Ira. He says, no, everyone holds, both of them hold, and you're Bakum Shnai. So we could say machalik between that Rabbi Yechanan said you need two is only when we're going up against chazkasher. That's why you need two. When there's no chazkasher, you don't need two. The meila zoktaisvis. But now that we're saying Rabbi Yechanan is talking about this, means obviously Rabbi Yechanan still there is a chazkasher over here. And therefore, you can't say, oh no, here's no chazkashas, maybe here is enough one, because Rabbi Yochanan is talking about over here. Obviously, you can't make that chilek. Vim taimar, kim the mesnis and hachakai, heich perk menev hasam, perk kam the gittin. Vim hachakam Rabbi Yochanan, ene pach lushnayim, haini mishum dik eir echa, the machshir. Maybe, if Rabbi Yochanan is mamish tomat this case, so maybe, this Rabbi Yochanan says, ene pach lushnayim, Einir Pachas Mishnayim is dafka because you have with the case in our but we're talking about there's an Eir Echad supporting the Chazaka. So then we say Einir Pachas Mishnayim because you got to deal with the Eir Echad. Mashen Kain in all those cases there isn't an Eir Echad opposing the error, so maybe then maybe we might have that error is even Pachas Mishnayim.
Just not asking
as far as
you're asking the only time you see this is in case.
Right, so Ein Bechel Chedusha. You know, the case in our Gemara is, like Gemara is going to say, the case is an Eir Echad, and Echad is an Eir Echad against, is an Eir Echad saying it's kosher. Right? So the Echad comes saying, so then how do you know that Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Bechel Chedusha even when there's no Eir Echad?
Where's the Mishnah in our second? Rabbi Yochanan says that we're talking about where there's a Chazacha.
Huh?
Rabbi said the Tosfos says over here that the
I didn't say the Mishmar. I said if the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan is talking about here, and the Gemara still says Rabbi Yochanan is. It means the Gemara knew Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara knew that we're talking about Chazak over here. What do you want?
What did you see in the Gemara?
What?
Where did you see in the Gemara that there's a Chazak here?
The Gemara knew that Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara knew that Rabbi Yochanan held that there was a chazak there.
Where in the Gemara does it say anything about chazak?
The Gemara knew. First of all,
where what?
Again, first we just had a vote that said that it's talking about chazak, right?
Where did he get it from?
He explained where he got it from. We just spoke it out. Nishloimah. Now Gemara Yoda, the Rabbi Yechon Marik, the Mask of the Yosel of Kol, is also Kol of it. Gemara Nu is also talking about a Kol. Shu Ben Grusha. Ve'achar kach, Ve'ed Echad, the Machshir, Lohosir HaKol. Ve'osu Be'etrei, and they went up against the Ed Echad. Ve'chagad, no Rabbi Yechon, and they impacts B'shnayim. Ve'afal Gav, the Ed Echad, Shehichshir, Ve'akol, Kulisnai Udami, Sharei the Gerua Minakol, Im Loya Chazaka, Sharei Akol Paisel, Vaheid Einai Paisel. Says Taisvis that since we're talking about a kol, and now, so even though there's an Erechod here that says that it's kosher, so Melo, you can't tell me that you need to aid them to be ma'arer because you have to knock out the erechad. Because the erechad is already up against the kol. So mele the erechad is basically nullified anyway, neutralized anyway, because the erechad is never less than the kol. The kol is stronger than the erechad. The kol is stronger than the erechad, and in this case there is a kol on the side of the ayirin. So mele, you can't tell me that this Rebbechon says any prachos mishnayim is dafka when the iror has to contend with the erechod that's machshir, but since we have a kol over here and the kol is stronger than the eidim than the erechod, so meila the erechod doesn't really play a role.
How's this kol strong?
The erechod doesn't play a role. The meila, if the erechod doesn't play a role, the meila and Rebbechon says any prachos mishnayim, so we have the license to say that even when there's no erechod, that the Rebbechon holds any prachos mishnayim.
Where's the erechod contradict the kol? Huh? Where does the kol beat the erechod? I'm sorry.
Taisa says why.
Where?
Taisa says why. He says, he proves it. I'm not saying it. I'm saying Taisa proves it. He says. Where does he know it from? Sharei. Ha'ei geruah min ha'kol. Im loy ha'chazaka. Sharei ha'kol paisel. Ve'ei ein paisel. What?
Balamaisan our Gemara, when there's a call that says he's a.
Taisa says, a call passels. This is a very important God in Taisa. These words of Taisa. Shall call paisel.
Does that
have
to mean paisel? Or
does it
mean. Rishbam says that.
Not like the Rishbam, exactly. Not like the Rishbam. Taisa says, call paisel. And we'll see this throughout Taisus as well. We'll see this in the Hemshech Taisus as well. There is a Machlaikis, there is Bam and Taisus over here. What is the function of a kol? How strong is a kol? What can a kol do? Okay? We didn't see the Rishbam yet, but there's Bam in a few places, has his opinion. And Taisus over here, right off, tells us that the kol has the power to passel, and that's, and he probably gets it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that there was a Cheses Kashrus, and then there was a kol Yatza, there's pasul. Achsina, they knock him down. So we see a kol has the ability to pasul. And Taisa says, an erechad does not have the ability to pasul. So we see a kol is better than an erechad.
But the erechad overrides the kol.
No, it doesn't.
In our case,
no,
the erechad comes and says,
no,
it's kosher, we put him back. The kol says he's bad, we take him down. The erechad comes and says, kosher, we put him back. How is that erechad not overriding a kol?
He has kashrus.
So the with kashrus beats the call, but now without a kashrus, what do we call?
Yes. Taisa says that.
So then what?
Taisa says that.
So
Taisa says that. Read Taisa.
So what's going on?
Read Taisa.
What's going on?
Read Taisa. Read again. How can the echad sheikh shiva call kolisnai dami shemed gerum and a call imloya chazaka? Taisa answers your questions. What are you asking?
So then what?
Taisa imloya chazaka. We have a chazaka.
So in the case in
we have a chazaka. What's the problem?
In the midwife case when there's no chazaka, what's going on over there?
Okay. First of all, tone down. What do you mean it up? Tone down. What's the question?
What's going on in Kiddushin?
I don't know.
In the case of the midwives, where there's no chazal, if the guy's a mamzer or calling or anything, but we believe the midwife to machshir him against one ear.
I don't know what you want.
Isn't that a call against him?
Where's the call? There's no call. It's not a call. Call is a call. It's not a call.
How do you make a call?
It's not a call.
I don't know.
I'm not going to make a call, but it's not a call. Call is in a room, but there's no room. But the call goes out. How the call goes out? I don't know how it goes out. The call goes out. It's no call. Doesn't say call. Doesn't say Erech comes best. It doesn't mean it's a call. It's not a call. A call is a call. Okay. Teresa says, Einir Pachs Mishnayim, this is the memory of Yechon, Bola Fukei El Erechon. Erechon. Error is meaningless. That's a berachah neshita, right? Avakol paisel is maskina. Time number two. Kol shemi. Kol paisel. The words. Kol paisel. Thank you. Right. So the So the Gemara says, "What Elmai? What's the case?" In other words, call Ba'alma, Vlayedis. It's already, you know, Rishbam is giving you a hint. Call Ba'alma. Okay, so Vlayedis, same step. Call Ba'alma. He's already hinting to you his opinions of a call. Vachsine, Menakuna, Ad Sheyivdiku Asadavar, Shemailehi Bekahuna. Yeah? Achsinon, you don't say they passed you. They took them down from the kuna until they're baidik as a dover. Achi yivdiku. I mean, it's mashing that even right here that they took him down was only just to check it out. As Rishbam explains, shemayli b'kuna. By kuhuna comes the kuna. We want it to be mamash 100%. Even as a cult, there's a rumor. We want to check it out. So it's a chumrah, it's a chumrah you say by kahuna, but it's not that we're really chayishes for the call. By kahuna is a call. We want the kainim should be 100%. Therefore, we knock him down. Ad sheyivdiku. Not that we don't passel him. We machsin alei ad sheyivdiku because a ma'ir lebakuna.
During that status while he's being checked, he's not considered a pasul kahuna.
For sure not. We temporarily suspended him until further notice. We didn't passel him. We didn't passel him, and it's a maile hibikuna. It's not an amonis. I don't know what the nafkamin is, lemaisa, but he's not a possible. He's just on probation.
So he can eat shroma?
No, of course not. He can't do anything. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the nafkamin lemaisa. He can't do anything. I mean, what if he ate truma? If he did something that is zaras also, we give malchus in case of shaykh malchus. So we say echnami, we won't for sure not lefi rishbam. We for sure won't. Maybe if he tells we would. Kolzman, we don't know otherwise. We passled him. Maybe that'll be nafkamina taka. Because he eat the lashon who belayt zarech. The beloit call nami mitok mashmaitz a shapir. Betzin says, "Ben, we don't need the call. Why? The sugya could go do fine without the call. Beirecha machsher mekara. Beirecha besoy. B'shnayim made the mar main time. Nifarash v'azel. Because the main point is, it's the two edim teaming up, and in the interim they're knocking down because of the edim. And that's a shaylo. Now trey. Are we gonna bump him back up again. El mishum hachi nokalei. The bar lemeim vaseirechad vamad kain gamaru vaskinei. L'may aseid echad machshirai elam kain yotzov paslos kaidin l'chein. Why would we need? Why the erecha is meaningless? What's the erecha? Because comes the bezin. Oh, this guy is kosher. Shkayach. No one ever says paslos. So there's just throw that. There's not going to be a the edus of the erecha has absolutely no meaning. And therefore, only if there was a kol. And now the edus is registered, even though the Chayes Rebbe was asking me this morning that the Chayes could still say if it's after Filoish Bam and Miley Bakuna and they didn't really knock him down, so the Chayes the Edus also Batsim is nothing. It was just you know for the Miley Bakuna, it wasn't for real. Yeah. The Chayes answer is that even though what
the Edus went against the call,
the Edus they knocked out the call, yeah. But the answer is that. It's not the pshat that Erechad, his testimony only has value when it's coming to answer a problem. It's just that Bezdin is just not going to accept it. Bezdin is not going to listen to him. It's not going to be registered in Bezdin if it's not Negeya. So it had to be that it was Negeya. Even though it wasn't really Negeya, I'll leave it to Emes. It wasn't objectively Negeya. It was just Negeya for Bezdin's Meshagas to Miley Bakuna to make things 100%. But once it's registered in Bezdin, once Bezdin accepts it, Bezdin listens to it, then it has a full taikiv of Eidos. And the full taikiv of Eidos, even though Midrashah it wasn't Negeya. What?
When it started at the end of it?
And then, no, right away, it's been registered. Mele, it could be mitzturif to the end. It's just that if it was no call, then it's just not going to be registered b'chal. So mele, the aid comes at the end, he's coming on his own. That's all it is. But, vaskine, the mokum call, have a rechad mehim. Right? Mokum call, avad yerechad nemot. Vaksine, dechad mokum shnaim, ein the bar of klum. So when two aid come, obviously, Erecha of Makom Shnayim is garnished. Vas Erecha b'Sayi. Vam the Kain Gamaru. Have the Shnayim Achshirim. Kul Alma Beir Blazer. Rabbi Moshe Gamliel Masaf Meid Meid Mizeh Zeshlad Mizeh. Mishari Du Yoy. Vachin Nam Yesh Yeshlam Masaf. Min Adin Eid Rishon. The Eid Achron Achshirin. Achshirenu Mizeh. Im Loi Mipnei Zlus the Beid Dino Ken Farash Viyazel. The Blazer Sava Kim Nachsinan Alpi Beis Oyririn. Ubedin hayrad nuhu de bchol magam hamin etayr shnayim sulay liski le apiyed echad zeh sheni afa pishesh tzarf mrishon ulach shiru lezeh. Now, why would it be kosher? Ayet trey. No, it's not for the svar of Zelusa. We're saying it would be kosher. Why would it be kosher? So here it's interesting. Here Jabam says two svaras. Later on he says one svara. And it's Negeya, at least in Rashi, to say only one of the two svaras. There he says, Duki Trey Lubhadi Trey, Duki Gavra Macheske, Macheske the Kashas, Kamaisa, Tav Mukzaglo, Mabu the Kain. So the Jabam says one svar is Trey, we have a Chazaka, Yishtalam and Chazaka, the Ches Kashas of the Father. Or, Megam, we have another svara that there was a chazaka created al yedei deirechad. The first aid that said it was kosher created a chazaka. So now it's trey. We say trey safik, but we have a chazaka that was created now. Nechashin zus beidina, shall we do? Alpi Oirin, Vachshav Yalu, Vivatul Devreim. Vacham Reblaz, Amosai, Ain Mailin. Us. How does this go back into Reblaz? What did Reblaz say? Amosai, Makam Shesh Oirin. Then, Ain Mailin Kul Alpi Erechad. The Hainu, Amosai, Ain Mailin Alpi Erechad. Habab Asaif, Bizman Shesh Oirin. Shnayim hapois the moisoi, the two guys that came in the middle that apostle him, he can't be mile piyed echod hilkoch when maani ed cheni habol basoi. That's ed echod. Their blows is talking about that says you can't be mile piyed echod. Why lachshir? Let's start from rishon amach. Shadaf forgot the ikur lemei meruki treb lachshir about the treb poislin. Muki gavra acheske. V'yeh kosher afol hachil maskin alei mishum zelus the beidina. The high, the school, Okay, so we have a problem with the Lizbina. Now there's Bam to ask Akasha. Fine. So you're telling me there are blows and holes, there's a problem with Lizbina. Why are we saying, if you're telling me there's a problem with Bedina, so why are you saying that the only Negeya, or at the end, that the last Eid Echad can't be served the first Eid Echad to bring him back after two Eidim said he's possible? Earlier on in the story, we should have problems with Bedina. Why? Because there was a call, even when the first Eid Echad came. So why is it Luz Bedin over there? Because we knocked him down because of the call. Now you want to bring him up with the Eid Echad, the problem is Luz Bedin. Says Rashbam, this is the Shetosai. Hi, this is going to be up here. Habol lehash lakol. Lav Luz Bedin. Why? The Maidach Sinan b'shul akol. B'shul akol ba'alma. Maidach Sinan b'shul akol ba'alma. Over there, we weren't mired him. We didn't passel him. We temporarily took him down in order to bemar. So, Meili, that's not called cool. Zuz Bedina. If I want to check something out. Oh, now we checked it out. It's okay. It's Zuz Bedina. We never said not like that. We didn't say it's possible. We said we want to check it out. We checked it out. It's fine. It's not happening if it's Zuz Bedina, says Reshba. Hilkoch, he had the mask that was a real psak. We talk a pasal then. So again, Rishbam says that a kol is not even considered iron. Again, the Shtosa says the kol doesn't really do too much. And therefore, but it's interesting that over here, Rishbam hops on the second chazaka, and the Rambam points out over here that the Shrein were more Mayrich in Kedushin and in Subis, that the Rajb and the Ban, others, the Ban of Muhammad, that this, if you remember when we opened the Gemara in Kedushin, the Samach Vav, and the story of the Anai, so the Gemara said over there, there was Trey, where the Anai's mother was captured or not. And the Rashi of the Asakasha, why don't we say? The Gemara says there's no difference between trade. My chaz is my chan is my chan. How do you know to say that? The Gemara says they didn't find any dirt on Yanai. Why not? Just trade and say that she was nishbis. So what's the problem? So therefore, okay, the Gemara goes on to something else. But in fact, Rashbam, in fact, Rashi, what do you mean? Trey, why be his cheskashus of his mother? The Gemara is cheskashus. So Rashbam says, Rashi says, no, the chazak of the mother can't help for Yana. She has a cheskashus, not help for Yana. Yana was born, he didn't have a cheskashus. He was born to the suffix. Oh, so everybody asks on Rashi. Yeah, if you're telling me the chazaka of the father or the mother can't help for the son, so first I asked the Gemara earlier on. The Gemara in Ketubis, in the first paragraph says we say that chazaka of aim man lebas. Okay, that's one question. Second question they ask, what about from our Gemara? In our Gemara we see trey. Can you do shtal and chazaka? What chazaka? The chazaka of the father. In our Gemara, and I'm not skinning, I'm not skinning. Zuz Bedina, I the chayz kasher, it's tray. Teretz is chayz kasher's. What's chayz kasher's? Pasha's the chayz kasher's father. That's the old ask. So says Ramban that Rashi in Ksubis was nizar from this, and Rashi says. Rashi says, Ikasha Trey trained in, Rashi Suba is Uki Trey. So Akati, yeah, Ukim Achezke Kamaisa, what's the Chazaka? Daskina Pierecha, Harisha, Shunemon. So the Rashi, yeah, Rashi in Ksubis says, and the Rishbam here in Wamshat says that the Chazak is not the Chazak of the father. The time Rashi does say the Chazak of the father is not going to help. Elmai means the Chazak of that was generated. Al yidei de'echad. And that, the Rishonim ask a very strong question. The Rishonim have a very big problem with that in our Gemara. Because the Rishonim say that that's just not true. That just doesn't work. The chazaka that's generated al yedei echad, and when this the chazaka that's generated al yedei echad, when this eid echad in a second is going to have two eidim coming against it, so just like his words are bottle, the chazaka is also bottle. If his eidus is bottle, a chazaka that's generated al yedei echad, so even though at the time there was a chazaka, but now afterwards it turns out that it's trey, so there's no chazaka anymore. And the Rishonim really bring a very strong raya to that. And the raya is from a sugya in Bav Basra, the Flamin Aleph Amin Beis. What, Mo, what's the raya from the sugya in Bav Basra, Flamin Aleph Amin Beis? You don't say the chazaka that's generated, and then the chazaka was generated, and we say that a chazaka becomes bottle when it becomes a tray. What's his raya? He says there's a gemara in Bava Basra that flam an alpha and base zayim mishal avaysai mizayim mishal avaysai hi icy sadi davosay vachosh ne chazaka hi icy sadi vachosh ne chazaka vam reb Nachman uki achil ba achil ba. Vukiara becheskas avosei. Hod raisi sadei davosei. Amr Nachman. I'm not machsin alev. I'm maskin alev. This is a bedin like a shina. Vamai. Yeah, sounds a little familiar. Vamai. In fact, my name uki trei lavitrei. Vukiara cheskasei. Tahai that the sinu mekara mekame delesi ei davosei. Fact the Ramban, when in our story over here, now what happened was Hadar. What happened? We said Nachman said, "Uki trei lavitrei, uki ara b'chazak of who the guy that has Eidim that Rosh Hashanah." Then afterwards he put Eidim that's Rosh Hashanah. So it was trei. Until then, it was b'cheskas. The guy who they gave it to. So what? So now the Aiden come afterwards. So what? It's ready tray, and we could shtel on the chazaka that these very Aiden created. Elmai says, Ramban, that's ridiculous. You can't shtel on the chazaka that was created by Aiden when the Aiden itself became under question because it was tray. So their chazaka it's not stronger than that's an Aiden's. Yeah? Yeah? So, Menei Bey in our Sugya says the Rishonim, we see not like this Teretz of the Rishbam, and not like Rashi and Ksubis. And Rashi Tosai had to answer this Teretz because Rashi Tosai holds, we say the Chazaka, the other option, which is the Chazaka of the father helping for the Chachas Kash of the father helping for the kid, is not going to help. So, but the problem was before. That's a very, very big problem. What's the difference between an erecha that says that the kid's not a grush, not a ben grush chalutza? Yeah, that Rashi says that establishes a chazaka that he's kosher. And then, even though he's challenged by two eidim and he's knocked out, but then there's another aid joins him and it becomes trey. Then we say, okay, trey, this is a suffix, but we still have a chazaka. Where's this chazaka? It was generated by the aid echad who has been trashed since. Yeah, so why is the chazaka? How can the chazaka live even after the aid echad's dead? trade, they raise the suffix. Why is it different? So, okay, you could say, you know, they're not asking necessarily, I mean, they are asking necessarily, but they're not saying it's mufraf misvara. Because once it's been established, you could have said, yeah, once it's been established, so it becomes chazaka. So you know later that their edus is under attack, but it already became chuksak. Yeah, it already became chuksak. You could say that. You know, they're not so much bothered, I think, by that some lumdis, but they're saying that we see not like that. We see that the chazak is totally vivayt, they're not slugged up. But once they're slugged up, the chazak goes also. That we see from a Gemara. We see, you know, what's the difference between Erecha being nowadays kosher and giving it to the Eidus advice of, and we don't say that they become the mukhsar. So what's the difference between that and this? That's how they're asking the kasha. It's a very strong question. Offhand, I don't have an answer. Al-Kabanim, okay, so before we're going to tell you, if we're really on this thing about the trade against the Chazaka, so let's talk about Ben Yaino over here. Ben Yaino asked a question. Ben Yaino asked a question. What's Ben Yair's question? Meroi, medin roi lachshira, duke trei badi trei. Duke gav b'ches levasa. Rav gav dig a kala. Mesayer lahani the pasi lei. Mekila v'cheshin mekala. Rav gav dig chazak nevasa lachshira. Ben Yair asking a very strong question. What are you telling me that we still? Let's review the case. There was a cheskas kashrus. Yeah? There was a cheskas kashrus. And then what happened?
Kol
came along and destroyed the cheskas kashrus. Yeah? The kol came along and destroyed the cheskas kashrus. Now we have a tray. So instead of going back to Ches Kashrus, let's go back to the stage of the call. We knocked out the Eidim. Trey, we knocked them out. Fine, we knocked out the Eidim. Yeah? So what are we left with if we take the Eidim out of the picture? We're left with the Ches Kashrus, with the call, which destroys the Ches Kashrus. Now, it could be the Fidur Rishbam. This question is not shver, or certainly it's less shver. Because if it was bad, so according to Rishbam, the kol has no real halachic bearing. Yeah, the kol is really meaningless. It's just enough for us to say, okay, let's check it out. So, Maisa, we checked it out, we have tray. You know, so it could be at this point, we did check it out, yeah. We have Trey, we have a Chazaka. We would still have a Chazaka. You know what I mean? Fidrishbam is certainly less Shrek. Akbanim says it may be Yayin. What?
What
We have the original Chazaka. The call never knocked out the Chazaka. Ben Yair says that that's the Kasha. Says the call knocked out the Chazaka. So, Mele, now that you knock out the Eidim, you're left with the Chazaka, which knocked out the call. So, you finish around the call never knocked out the Chazaka. So, I mean, you could still ask the question of saying the call didn't knock out the Chazaka. But, so if the call put everything on hold, so Mele, once you knock out the Eidim, it should still be on hold. Okay, I can hear maybe that. Then when we did check it out, when we came up with Trey, so we don't see us getting anywhere in our investigations. So could we go back to the Chazaka? Maybe. The sharp kite of the kasha is certainly more lefi taismalch and the sugya than what we're saying in Rishbam. Yeah. Oh, so what's his teretz? Look there. The trade Aber Chazak, Vad, Mesail Eidim, Afish Ain Shne Eid, Machay, Mesail Mel Makum, Shane Kay Chazaka, Mitaris Eidis. This is Mamish, this is a Ben Yaina, this is $1 million Ben Yaina over here. This is a Ben Yaina that is Mamish saying like Yenner Kveger, We discussed, you know, the whole many times, this Trey, Sveger Isaac, Rabbanon, that he holds Sveger Rabbanon, and the rice of Shlom Chazaka. Trey, Sveger Rabbanon, and the rice of Shlom Chazaka. So the question was, what's Pshat? Why are we Shlom Chazaka? And the Chayra, Trey Kameh, so we will say you have a Chazaka inside of two Aids, but Trey is Kameh. So either we say that Trey is commandalessa, they knock each other out, and left the Chazaka. Or we say that Chazaka is different than Eidim. Chazaka, Fakir, what's Chazaka say? When you have a Safik, this is what you should do. It's not a Birur. Right? A Birur, Eid is a Birur, any Birur that you add, it pales in comparison to the Eidim. Right? Any Birur that you add is nothing. Right? Like I said this morning, talking Chanukah Dik, we were looking at, we had the candle, the nearest next to me, they were like, you know, almost going out. So he put one of those, you know, next to a huge bonfire. You say, oh, they added a little, now it's lighter because that thing is about to go out. It's garnish, yeah? That's Hanukkah Dik. So Hanukkah Dik, it's not mice of anything to this huge bonfire. Yeah? Matmah Dor Har B'Chayshim, that's when it's by, when the darkness is, it does something, but like this. The point is, that a birr can't be mice of anything. Shanki Chazaka could. It's not mice of anything. Chazaka just tells you, what do we have to suffer? The Mela, that's what Kriya declares. What about Cheskas Chazaka, which is not a real Chazaka, Chazaka, which is a Chazaka birr? Then Anachanami will say, Taka, it's not mice. Oh, so Mela over here. Dr. Ben Yaina. The same thing is going on over here. Why? Because the kol is a birur, and kol says that ben gush mechlutzer, yeah. So therefore, it's not a chazaka. So therefore, the kol just gets put into the cheshbon for the eidim. The kol is nichlas into the cheshbon of the trey, and we say eidim with the kol obviously is no better than eidim. Why? Because Eidim with 100 Eidim is no better than 2 other Eidim. So a kol, in all due respect, is not going to add anything. The Meila, Mashenki Chazaki is Ben Yaina. Chazaki says taka different. Yeah, she'ein he mamish speak. She'ein koy Chazaka mitaris Eidus. Chazaka is not an Eidus. It's not a raya. A call is a riot. A call is saying that it's like Eidus. A call is saying that something happened. A call is saying something happened. Chazaka is telling you what to do. How to be knowing in a case of suffering. A call is not telling you what to do. A call is telling you, it's trying to tell you what happened. A call is trying to tell you what happened. Eidus tell you it didn't happen. So what does the call do for you? The call says it's bustle. Eidus says it's not bustle. So what? Well, the call is mice of anything against Eidim. Now, Rabbi Yair Lachar is the first Rambam as well. So, like Mamash said, the whole should turn to Rambam. Rambam per chof loch tezayin b'isurib bin Rambam says, our Gemara, Misha hoch zekaviv kayim b'yotzal kol shu mengosh mechalutza. Choy shishin loy, who may read an oysa, you're able to die, this is mashma like the Rashbam. Choy shishin loy, who may read an loy, because you see how it's saying in a second, but bo eir echad, Acher kach, the heyin shu kosher. My rice the kun al pit. Both shnayim eidim. Acher kach, the heyin shu kolam. My reading rice from the kula. He doesn't say chayim. I'm reading there. Before the chayim, I'm reading fine. But eid echad. Acher kach, the heyin shu kosher. My rice the kun al shu ze achro. I'm misar pleid rishayim. But shnayim eidim shu kosher. Shnayim eidim shu pasul. Yitchu eilu veilu. Yeah, listen carefully, everybody. Yitchu, Eilu, Ve'Eilu. Each one pushes off the other one. V'yidche hakol shashnayim kemeya v'yishakayim cheskes avav. It says shashnayim kemeya. Yidche el veil. V'yidche hakol. Why is it called nidche? Because shnayim is kemeya. So the kol has absolutely no bearing on the equation, because the tray is kemeya. Memela. So well, what are we left with? V'yishar hakayim cheskes. The Rambam of Mamish, this is Ben Yaina. So it's important to remember. Velt knows this story from Craig. It's a famous, it's Craig is one that showed it a bit. This is Isai. Yeah? That by Trey, Svega de Raisa, it was one sound Craig anyway, yeah? Because a Chazak is different. Then Eidus. Chazaka is different than Eidus. So this is mamash what they're saying over here. This is what and that's very clear. What about Chazaka for an imperative man, etc. We discussed. But this mamash, this is the Yisoid, the Tzurus of Shmaitzah. So we already have both in Ben Yaina and the Rambam. And if we're ready on this Lakuda, so Rabbi Lang told me this morning that Ruchanan, many lines along these lines, Ruchanan, very nice raya, a very nice question in this issue. The Ruchanan, we had, if you remember, we had Taisus and Ksubis. Yeah, in the beginning of the Sugya, when the Shayim asked that the third is the Chesed Eishish over here. So the trade is Chesed Eishish. In the Gemara before, Machad Yasi. Yeah? When we say Trey, Chesed Eishish, Chesed says, no, we're not got the Chesed Eishish. Why? Dagi Mitzvah. There's an offsetting Chazak of Dagi Mitzvah. So Mel, we're not going to stall Chesed Eishish. So even if Trey, is Sveka Drabbanan, but still, no Mishnah and Chazaka. Here is no Chazaka because there's an offsetting Chazaka. Fetch of Bukhanan, Kundjim Kveger, the Chazaka of Isha Daika Mitzvah. What type of Chazaka is that? Is that a Chazaka of Bir, or is that a Chazaka of status quo?
Bir,
Pashit, right? Isha Daika Mitzvah, we say it's an Ansahadi that her husband's dead. Right? Now, so Kundra Kvager, it's not going to help you. Hanan Sahadi is no better than Adim. The Isha Daika Mitzvah, in all due respect, is not better than Adim. If Adim, if it's just like Trey Kameya, if you pile on all the Adim in the world, you pile on all the Cheskas Rise in the world, it's not going to help you. The only thing that's a game changer is the Chazakah. Is a Chazaka of status quo. So Meila, so what does it help? What does that tell me that we have a Chazaka this way and a Chazaka the other way? But the type of Chazaka you have the other way is a Chazaka that is worthless when in the face of Eidim. Yeah? A nice kasha. It's a kashmak gezunta kasha. What does gezunt mean?
Big.
No. Healthy. Gesund. Fest. So where's my idea? Okay. So Chaira. Chaira, what's Taisus? What do we say in Taisus? What's that Kibshat? So you know, as it comes to that, Bess and Taisus is really arguing on what we're saying over here, right? So what's Taisus going to... So let's talk about Taisus before we get to Taisus. What is Taisus over there saying? So chayra, what? Oh, so that what? That we have to say that trey sveika the raisa means that the trey they cancel each other out. Trey is commanda lessa. You have to say the two Adim cancel each other out. Adim again cancel each other out. So Elmai, we're left with the chazaka. Oh, so Taisus, we're left with the chazaka. They left with the chazaka and an offsetting chazaka as well. Because the trey knock each other out. That's the chayra. How? You're gonna have to say now.
How does that rectify the problem in Ksubis?
Because the trey is command lesser. Command of the trey seiko drabanan. That means they're out. What?
It's one of these.
You could have said, it's Kmad Issa, but the Chazak is, it tells you what to do in case of a Safik, even though it's Kmad Issa, or you could say it's Kmad Lessa. Means that they knock each other out. They knock each other out, and he left with the Chazaka. But Zotais, he left with the Chazaka, he also left with another Chazaka. That's the Chayra how we'd have to explain Tais over there.
Even though you'd have to say the two different types of Chazakas are canceling each other out.
They're not casting each other out. So now there's a little saying, if you have a chazaka and a chazaka, who cares? And that you can have two different kinds of chazakas.
One's beer, one's
not beer. So what? Okay, I don't know. That's a very different question. You have to think about that. Just one more point that Aaron pointed out to me. That's the Rosh over here. There's Rosh over here. He answers the question differently. What does he say? From time I ache my skin and lay okay tray by the tray, big chazaka the call, big chazaka the call, possibly. Kasha Pasala is a matchila. Yeah? Which Bemison, according to what we're saying, if Tosis disagrees with the Benyan the Rambam, we're saying, correct? Tais all the trade is command lesso. Yeah? So then, as I was started asking, we have to deal with Argamam. You know, we're going to have to deal with the Benyan's question differently, because Chari Tais is Kunjab Khanan, Tais and Ksubis can't all the Benyan's tarets. So he says a cute tarets that when originally when the call came out, right, we didn't know who's the one that generated that call, right? We didn't know what was the source of the rumor, but now that the Aiden come, now we have Trey. Now we know who's the one that makes the cult. So maybe just like the Aiden about them, the cult loses its kifas as well. So maybe that's why we left the Chazaka.